I've never been particularly butch. A wave of shock goes through the audience. I was one of those people, one of those kids, even when I was a little kid, people would like stop me on the street and be like, gay. And I'd be like clutching my pearls as a 7-year-old. It was very confusing to me. Even after I came out as an adult, I was still like, what's going on with the rest of the world? And as an adult, people would call me gay or another word that I don't, you all know what word I'm talking about. Friendly. No, I'm just kidding. And they would shout it out at me. One time I was coming home from the gym. I was wearing, baggy like sweatpants and a sweaty t-shirt. It wasn't sweaty, actually. I was just standing on the treadmill watching Jeopardy for a half an hour. And then I came home. Anyway, so I'm standing on the street corner on my way home, and he's like in this nondescript outfit, and this guy drives up in a pickup truck, and he's like, gay. And I was like, first of all, how did you figure this out? And two, where do we go from here, beloved? Like, what are we doing? And he got to that point. I was around 28 years old at this point, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm tired of this. I'm not unhappy about being gay, but I am perhaps curious what happens if I'm not the kind of person where everybody is always shouting it at me. And what I decided was, I was like, oh, you need to be more masculine. You need to get some masculinity in your life. And I was like, where do you go, for that? the store. And so, but I had this roommate. I was living with this roommate who was also, gay, but he was very butch. Like, he would work out all the time, and he was always doing meal prep, whatever that is. And he was obsessed with sports. I was living in Philadelphia at the time, and he had two cats. He was obsessed with the Phillies and obsessed with the Eagles, and he had two cats, and he named them after two Phillies players, and Cole Hamels and Chase Utley. And so when I moved in, he was like, this is Cole and Chase, and I was like, those names sound like people who are going to haze me at a frat. I can't refer to cats by these names, so I renamed them Susan Sarandon and Jennifer Hudson, and that made a lot more sense to me. Thank you. Those are cat names, okay? Like, let's be serious. So anyway, but he was very popular, and he seemed very secure, and he was very butch, and I was like, well, maybe I should be like him. And so, when the summer came, and he was like, hey, my team is looking for another player, I was like, here's my key to masculinity. And so, in order to be more masculine, I did what anybody would do. I joined the Philadelphia Gay Softball League. Now, I didn't know anything about softball, and I did not care at all about softball, but he was like, and I was like, I don't know about this. And he was like, you can get a tan, and you can get a boyfriend. And I was like, sold. But I didn't know anything about how to play, and so I Googled softball, and I went to the Wikipedia, and I learned three things. One, you throw underhand. Two, the balls are bigger. Three, that's what he said. So I go to this game, and I was like, okay, so it's a gay softball league, so it's just a bunch of girls hanging out, like, shooting the shit. And instead, it was not that. They were very serious about playing softball, which was shocking to me and deeply disappointing. And it was like, they were very serious about everything. They were serious even about being gay. You were only allowed two players who identified as straight on each team. If you had more than two, you're off out of the league. So it was just me and a bunch of very serious sports-minded gays, and then one straight couple who was like, we're just so grateful to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, we went through the drills to see what our skills were, and they, obviously my skills were public speaking. And so they put me in far right field. There was a right fielder, and then I was behind him. I was his understudy. And that was fine with me, because I had these cute little American Apparel shorts on, and I could, shout my little jokes about Angels in the Outfield and A League of Their Own. I was like, you heard of Field of Dreams? This is Field of Queens. If you build it, they will come. And I was having a good time, but nobody was really laughing. It was very confusing to me. And then every once in a while, a ball would get by the far right fielder, and I was like, oh, understudy rehearsal. And so then I'd have to, get the ball in, and it was very frustrating because they were very serious about winning, and I felt like I was disappointing them. And every time I would not do the right thing, I'd be like, oh, Eric, I'm so gay. And I was yelling at myself in the same way that other people were yelling at me. I was like, this is not what I planned for. Midway through the season, I'm unhappy on the team, and things are not going well. My tan, amazing, but everything else, not great. And they had this coaching session for all players who, everybody got a score of your ability, and anybody who scored a 7 or below had to go to this little clinic. So obviously, I had the score. I had to go. And I was like, well, this will be my people. This will be a whole bunch of queens just sitting around braiding each other's hair in the outfield. This will be super fun. No. It was a bunch of people who really wanted to get better at softball, which is disgusting to me. So I was like, Eric, you got to get it together. You got to get it together. You came here to do this thing. Well, I didn't, but now I wanted to. I was serious about it. And I was like, all right, you are going to learn how to be better at softball. And so there was this butch lesbian woman who was standing at home base, and she was doing a batting clinic. And so when it was my turn to come up to bat, I was like, okay, I'm going to impress her. I'm going to impress everybody here. I'm going to do it. I can do it. I can do this. I can do this. And so they throw the ball, and I'm concentrating. I'm holding the bat, and they throw the ball, and it comes right across the plate, and I swing hard, and I miss hard. I miss so hard. I swing so hard and miss so hard that my foot pops up like when they kiss in the movies. I did a little spin. And the lesbian coach, she was like, well, that was an attempt. She was like, she said to me, she's like, listen, honey, that swing was a little gay. Let's figure out how to shift it. And she said, what you want to do is you want to grip it a little tighter. And I was like, that's what she said. And she was like, you want to stick your butt out. And I was like, and she's like, you want to wait a little longer to hit it. And I was like, okay. Focus. No more double entendres for just 1 second. And so I did it. I gripped it a little tighter. I stuck my butt out. I waited a little longer to hit it. The ball came across the plate. And I did. And I hit it. And I watched it fly over to right field. And I realized in that moment that she described my swing as gay, but my swing was gay, and she was gay, and I was gay. We were all gay. That was the point. That was why we're here. And it wasn't the same as when people were lobbing the word at me from the street. And it also wasn't the same as when I was lobbing it at myself, standing in right field, hating myself for who I was. It was different. She was gay, I was gay, the swing was gay, everybody was gay. The cat hanging out was gay, everybody was gay. And I turned to her, I was like, I had the best realization. And she was like, can you run around the base, please? So I did. I went back to my team. I was like, I have had a discovery. I never hit another ball that year. Did not do it. And I eventually ended up quitting the team, would give with my regards. And the next year I came back as a cheerleader because masculinity is a drag. Thank you.